Rollovers, head-on collisions, hit and runs, you name it, we've litigated it.
And while insurance companies joke about the mayhem that occurs on roadways, we've seen the real effects. Lost lives, catastrophic injury, cars crushed like soda cans. And trust us, there's nothing funny about it.
If you've been in a crash, count on our experienced attorneys to seek full justice and all the money your case is worth.
For a fairer fight, you know who to call. Farrah and Farrah, Tampa.
Welcome, everybody, and welcome, fellow patriots. Welcome, fellow deplorables. Welcome, all of you, Drexus Society, rock dwellers, you sycophants and stinkos. Of course, you know what we mean by that. We mean our friends, our allies, and our patriots. And you're always going to be welcome here. And this place is the Conservative Commandos Radio Show. And I'm Rick Trader, coming to you from the MyPillow Studios, the MyStore Studios of the AUN TV Network. And joining me today, as she does a couple of times a week, is the patriot from the battleground state, the battleborn state, the silver state of Nevada, and that is Sharon Angle. And Sharon, welcome back. Welcome back to Conservative Commandos.
Thanks, Rick. It's great to be back with you. It's just always nice to see the new headlines and to understand that our world is crazy, but it works. And it's great to be born in a time such as this. I think Charlie Kirk felt that way too,
he was born
for a time such as this.
Well, you know, Sharon, I don't know how you feel about karma. Mm. You know, a lot of people say karma is the B word. And over the weekend, we had this No Kings rally. And by the way, let's start out by this. If we had a king, I would want a king who loved America as much as President Donald Trump does. I want to just start out this show by saying that. And I want to talk a little bit about karma, because during these No Kings protests and demonstrations over this past weekend, there were some people, in particular one woman, who was mimicking Charlie Kirk getting shot in the neck. Well, you know, with social media today, you can find out who people are pretty readily. And they found out that this woman was a school teacher, an elementary school teacher in Chicago. And you know, I always say, Sharon, if you love your kids, get them out of the government schools. First of all, get them out of government schools. But let's talk about karma. And let's talk about these people like her. And, you know, we saw this one student at West Texas State University, I think it was, mimicking Charlie Kirk getting shot in the neck. And other people have mimicked Donald Trump getting shot in the ear. And, you know, we've seen some pretty ugly stuff. And, you know, in my lifetime, I've always not always been this sweet, kind, pleasant guy that I am today. You know, in fact, in my younger years, when I was in school, I guess I could be a bit of a bully. And I remember in particular a girl who was in my class who had a hand deformity. In fact, her hand was webbed. She had two fingers that were webbed together. And I used to make fun of her. Well, I wish I knew where that girl is right now, because I would like to apologize to her. And I'll tell you why. When I was 17 years old, I was in a car accident. And my hand got cut. And one of the things that was cut was the tendon in my middle finger. And by the way, occasionally you'll see me wearing a rubber band on this finger. And that is because I can't bend the finger. It sticks out straight. Now, when your middle finger sticks out straight all the time, guess what people think you're doing? So I don't like that. So there have been times like now I use a rubber band to pull the finger in. At times I've even glued my two fingers together. My ring finger and my middle finger, I've glued together. So my middle finger just doesn't keep giving her
Hanging
birth,
out
if you
there,
will.
right?
Being out there. But I just say this because karma is the B word. And I don't want to say that because I'm in the presence of a lady. So these people that are mimicking Charlie Kirk getting shot and President Trump getting shot, I hope karma doesn't affect them the way karma has affected Rick Trader. When I was 9 and 10 years old and I was bullying this poor little girl, I didn't know what karma was. I had no idea how my hand would be affected the way this poor girl was. Her name was Gloria, by the way. I remember her first and last name. I won't mention that. But as I said, I've often thought about Gloria and how she had a hand that was deformed. Her fingers were webbed together. And now I sometimes have to glue my fingers together or wear what's called a ring to bend the finger, or wear a rubber band around it to bend the finger. And I don't know, it's not pleasant or fun to do, but again, I wish I knew when I was 9 or 10 years old. Maybe I would have been a little kinder to Gloria. And as I said, I hope that these people that are mimicking Charlie Kirk being shot and killed, leaving a widow, leaving two small babies, and I've heard another one on the way. But one thing that Charlie left us with is Charlie left us with a lot of wisdom. In fact, I've been playing a lot of his old videos on the AUN TV network because for a young man, Charlie was wise beyond his years. Now, I found something today. Actually, it's my dear cousin, and she had something posted on her webpage that I wanted to refer to. 31 ways to live like Charlie Kirk. 31 ways to live like Charlie Kirk. And I'd like to read a few of these because I think these are simple, simple things that each and every one of us could do, or most of us could do, that I think would make our lives better. Number one, honor the Sabbath. Number two, journal every day. Believe it or not, as busy as Charlie Kirk was, he kept a journal. Three, send scripture to friends. Four, have conversations with people you disagree with. Five, register to vote. Six, get married. Seven, have kids. Eight, go to church. Nine, work out. 10, get sun. 11, ask your spouse, how can I better serve you? 12, read your Bible every day. 13, stand up for your beliefs. 14, eat hot sauce. Well, I don't know about that, especially with my stomach, but apparently Charlie liked to eat hot sauce. 15, carry a pocket constitution. And I say that each and every day when we do the Conservative Commandos radio show, I have two things by my side. One is the American Bible that my dear friend Sharon Engel gave me, and other is my pocket edition of the Constitution. 16, support local businesses. 17, drink a mint Majesty tea with two honeys. 18, avoid drugs and alcohol. 19, don't be afraid of what others think of you. 20, get 8 hours of sleep. 21, limit your social media intake. 22, touch grass and get out in nature. 23, learn something new every day. 24, be a leader, not a follower. 25, never surrender. 26, be bold and courageous. 27, outwork your enemies. 28, read the college scam. I guess that's a book. Read the college scam. 28, work to own land. That was 29. 30, become ungovernable, and 31, pick up the mic. So those are 31 ways to live like Charlie Kirk. And I just wanted to pass that piece of wisdom. And by the way, we will post this on our website, aun-tv.com, aun-tv.com. I encourage everyone to go on our website so you can see 31 ways to live like Charlie Kirk. Now, Sharon, we will be going to a break in a minute or two. I don't know if you wanted to comment on any of these 31 ways to live like Charlie Kirk, or if you want to wait till after the break. Should we take an Ellen, discuss it after?
Sure. Let's do
All
that.
Right. All right, and we will do that. And you are listening to and watching The Conservative Commandos with Sharon Angle. I'm Rick Trader. Go nowhere. Sharon and I will be back with more news and commentary right after this break. Oh, by the way, before we go, today's show, like each and every one of our shows, is being brought to you by the First Amendment, protected by the Second. We'll be right back.
I'm excited to announce that we're having our biggest 3-in-1 sale ever with a limited edition product, a back in stock special, and a closeout deal you won't find anywhere else. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get our MyPillow bed sheets, only $29.88. Any color, any style, any size, even kings, regular $119.98, only $29.88. Once they're gone for good. How about our My Towels? They're finally back in stock, but not for long. Get a six-piece My Towel set, regular $69.98, now only $39.98. And for the first time and the only time ever, get our limited edition premium My Pillows. They're made with Giza cotton and designer gusset. Queen $17.98, King's only $19.98. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get the best offers ever. Quantities are extremely limited, so order now.
To order, please call 800-797-7893 and please use the promotion code AUNTV. To order, please call 800-797-7893 and please use the promotion code AUNTV. To order, please call 800-797-7893 and please use the promotion code AUNTV. To order, please call 800-797-7893 and please use the promotion code AUNTV.
And welcome back. Welcome back to the Conservative Commandos Radio Show with Sharon Angle and yours truly, Rick Trader, coming to you from the MyPillow Studios, the MyStore Studios of the AUN-TV network. And you know, Sharon, in the first segment, we were talking about karma. We were talking about Charlie Kirk. We were talking about 31 ways to live like Charlie Kirk, except for the hot sauce, except for the hot sauce. Each and every one of them made a whole lot of sense to me, and I wanted to get your opinion of this list.
I think that it dispels a lot of the false narrative that's out there, the fake news about Charlie. I get irritated when I hear even some of my friends saying, well, it was Charlie's fault, really, because he, and then they do yada, 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 whatever it is that they've seen on their social media that day, that is trying to shift the blame onto Charlie for being killed, which is really an amazing thing to me, just on the face of it. But some of the things, of course, are his relationship to Israel. And I thought that number one, being honor the Sabbath. Now, somebody could say, well, that isn't necessarily Jewish. Well, it is if you look down at number eight, go to church. See, he has a distinction there. He knows that the Sabbath is a commandment in the Old Testament. And it's probably the most endearing commandment for the Jews, having spent 6 weeks with them. We celebrated every Sabbath together. And it is a joyful, wonderful celebration of family and of resting and reflecting on your blessings, counting your blessings, knowing that God is in control and that He has given you a wonderful life. So seeing that at the top of his list just said, you go, Charlie. And of course, then down a ways, 21, limit your social media intake. That's where all this is coming from. Mm-hmm. And I would just say that, here, Charlie, that is exactly what's going on in our nation. We can't seem to get away from it. We turn on our Facebook, we look at it, and we listen to our friends do whatever they're doing with their social media intake, passing it along, making a gossip chain that really has turned into fake news. We don't have truth anymore, which, gets me to some of his others. Read your Bible every day. That's where the truth is, and he knew it. And be bold and courageous about that truth. And then pick up the mic. I thought of you and I when you said that, when I thought, well, that's exactly what Rick Trader and I have done, is we picked up this mic and we've started to do the thing that Charlie Kirk was doing as well. In fact, that's how we met. Charlie Kirk was mm-hmm. behind the mic. We wanted to get to know this young man who at the time was still in his teens. And we were so amazed even then at his courage and boldness. That's what struck me, as at least he wasn't your average college kid. In fact, I think at the time he had dropped out of college because he knew exactly what he needed to be.
Yep. He was 18.
College wasn't in the future of what God had called him to do. So mm-hmm. he kind of just said, all right, well, I'm going to do the thing that God wants me to do. And mm-hmm. and just struck out on his own and then gathered people around him because he did number 13, which is stand up for your beliefs. The other day I was at a meeting of Turning Point USA. And one of the girls says, it's my last copy, but I want you to have it, Sharon. And it was a copy of the Turning Point USA Constitution. And it's not just the Constitution. It's an explanation, point by point, of the things that are in the Constitution and how they are applicable to our lives today. But this document is a breathing document in that those truths that we hold to be self-evident are still truths that are self-evident. And we can live by that book as well as our Bible and be pretty sure that our freedoms are secure and that our rights are secure. So it's just really a neat list. I like the outwork here. Enemy one. People often ask me where I get my energy to go forward all the time. And it's that, we want to outwork the enemy that is among us these days. It's mm-hmm. it's scary how much of our society has been taken over by people who really don't love America.
Well, they really don't love America, Sharon. They say they do. It's funny. I was listening to one of the programs on AUN today. I think it was Ben Stern. And he was talking about I believe it was Bernie Sanders saying how much he loved, Bernie Sanders was saying how much he loved America. Well, really? Really? Then why does he want to radically change it? Why does he want to radically change America if he loves it? Mm-hmm. I love the America that the founding fathers gave us. I love what the founding fathers gave us when they said life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, not guaranteed happiness, pursuit of happiness, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I think a lot of people confuse that by thinking, oh, happiness is guaranteed. Everything should be given to me. welfare, food stamps, a job, housing, a cell phone, a car, rings, diamonds, vacations, parental, you know, when people have a baby today, they take 6 months off from work, parental leave, and a lot of other details. But I believe in our Constitution. I believe in what the Constitution that our founding fathers set up. I believe in our Declaration. And I think if people like Bernie Sanders or AOC or any of these other people would read the Constitution, would read our Declaration, they would find something is missing in it. And you know what that is? The word democracy. The word democracy is not used a single time, not one single time, in the Declaration or the Constitution. We are a republic. We are a republic. And as Ben Franklin was quoted as saying, we are a republic if we can keep it. Well, I think people like AOC and Bernie Sanders and Rashida Tlaib and Omar and all those other idiots, Jasmine Crockett, they need to read the Constitution. They need to read our Declaration. And not, if they love America, accept it for the way the Founding Fathers created it. If not, go away. Go away. When you come to Omar and Rashida Tlaib, go back to where you came from. You know, Rashida Tlaib comes from Gaza. She's a Palestinian. Omar comes from Somali. All right? They don't like it here? Go back. You know, you want to change things? Go back to where you came from and change things there.
Right.
Don't come here and try to change this country to match what you left. You left it for a reason, but you want this country to match what you left? Ridiculous.
Well, we had that saying a while back, America, love it or leave it. And it's true again today. We're having this uptick again of just a common hatred or despising of the things that we have. And as we see polls coming out of young people thinking that socialism is okay, they don't know what socialism is. How can they believe it's okay? They haven't been taught in school what the differences are. You started out the show with, if we had a king, I would want our king to love America the way President Trump does. It goes back to this idea of loving America and how strongly we have to stand for her these days. Charlie Kirk knew it. We know it. It's interesting to me that as we move forward day by day, our very being, our freedoms are being threatened every day, to the point where the president has had to take several things in hand through executive order in order to calm this fervor of hatred for the United States. It's unbelievable how people could get this far gone. You know, I know we were close to a break, so I won't get started in this next one, but I will tease it a bit. And that is that we have a court decision and a thing going on in a state near you that I think bears some discussion about this idea of where we're going as a country and how we need to get back to these values that Charlie Kirk had.
All right. And with that, we'll take this break, and you are listening to and watching the Conservative Commandos with Sharon Engel. I'm Rick Trader. Go nowhere. We'll be back right after this break.
I'm excited to announce that we're having our biggest 3-in-1 sale ever with a limited edition product, a back in stock special, and a closeout deal you won't find anywhere else. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get our MyPillow bed sheets, only $29.88. Any color, any style, any size, even kings, regular $119.98, only $29.88. Once they're gone, they're gone for good. How about our My Towels? They're finally back in stock, but not for long. Get a six-piece My Towel set, regular $69.98, now only $39.98. And for the first time and the only time ever, get our limited edition premium My Pillows. They're made with Giza cotton and designer gusset. Queen $17.98, King's only $19.98. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get the best offers ever. Quantities are extremely limited, so order now.
To order, please call 800-797-7893 and please use the promotion code AUNTV. To order, please call 800-797-7893 and please use the promotion code AUNTV. To order, please call 800-797-7893 and please use the promotion code AUNTV. To order, please call 800-797-7893 and please use the promotion code AUNTV.
And welcome back. Welcome back to the Conservative Commandos with Sharon Engel and yours truly, Rick Drader, coming to you from the MyPillow Studios, the MyStore Studios of the AUNTV network. And let me just say this, we are supported by our viewers and listeners. That's our primary source of income, other than my Social Security check, that is. And we need you to become a patron of the Conservative Commandos radio show and the AUNTV network. We need 100 people to become patrons to pledge $30 a month. It's only a dollar a day, and every day except February. In October, you get an extra day, but it's only a dollar a day. It's less than a cup of coffee. We're just like NPR. We're just like PBS. We get no government funding. Of course, they used to. We never did. But we depend upon viewers and listeners like you. So if you see a value in the information that we give you, as well as the value given by all the shows here on the AUNTV network, like Roger Stone, Dinesh D'Souza, Alan West, Tony Perkins, and now the wisdom of Charlie Kirk, support this network. And the way to support it is go to our website. It's AUN-TV.com, AUN-TV.com. Right below the banner, you'll see a couple of things. One, you'll see a thing that says watch AUN-TV live. You can click on it. It'll take you to our 24-hour day, 7-day a week stream on Rumble. Also, just below that, there is a posting. Help the AUNTV network. Click on that. Become one of our patrons. We're only asking a dollar a day. That's less than a cup of coffee. Pledge $30 a week to the AUNTV network to keep us bringing you the truth that the mainstream media refuses to let you have. I don't know. Maybe they don't think you can handle the truth. We believe you do. So again, go to our website, AUN-TV.com, AUN-TV.com, and become one of our patrons. And you know, Sharon, before we get to the next segment, I want to remind our viewers and listeners, if you want to see that list, 31 Ways to Live Like Charlie Kirk, that'll be up on our website. Again, the website is AUN-TV.com, AUN-TV.com. So, Sharon, apparently the president had a win in the courts.
He did. A federal court of appeals delivered a significant win for President Donald Trump on Monday, ruling that he possesses the constitutional authority to deploy National Guard troops in Portland, Oregon. The thing that is so amazing about this is that this decision was made in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, which is where Nevada and California, Oregon, and Washington are. And it used to be the most liberal of the appeals courts. And for them to overturn a lower court decision, And that's what they did. They brought this decision from the lower court, and they overturned it and said, yeah, he can do that, which to me is just amazing, Rick, that we have this idea that the Ninth Circuit at Court of Appeals is moving now to the right. This marks the second instance when the Ninth Circuit has sided with the president on National Guard deployment. And they did a similar ruling in a California case. So they're on a roll. They're starting to turn this thing around out here for us. And I couldn't be happier. Many times we've mourned the fact that I lost the election in 2010 to Harry Reid. But here's one of the reasons why it was a good thing. And that was that Harry Reid went forward after he was reelected to put in the nuclear option. The nuclear option allows the president to confirm judges with a mere majority plus one in the House rather than that 60%. That was the nuclear option, to cut away that 60% that they were having to meet. And it was very difficult for them to meet that criteria. But when Harry Reid did that, he did it for Obama. Obama got to use it once, I think. Mm. But Trump used it many times, used it three times for the Supreme Court and then for those lower courts. And one of the lower courts where he replaced the judges was the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. And now we're seeing these rulings come out of the Ninth Circuit Court because of judges that President Trump was able to put in, was able to appoint. So I guess it's a win for our side and a vindication, I guess, of the things that we fought for. You know, we talked about Charlie Kirk, and he said, you know, always engage your enemies, always fight hard against your enemies. Well, this is one of those cases where we see Trump fighting hard against the enemies and winning. He's saying that our cities must be safe, and if the government that's ruling that city will not guarantee safety to its citizens, then the federal government must. And that's why he has been deploying the National Guard into these besieged cities, saying, either you get it together or I will, but we're not going to have lawlessness reigning in our big cities and driving our citizens out.
Well, Sharon, when you talk about the nuclear option, look what's going on today with the government shutdown. All right. And by the way, let's do the math. And I've said this before, but I think it's important to keep repeating this because you never know who's listening to any particular show on any particular day. You know, you hear the Democrats saying it's the Republicans that shut the government down. All right. But let's do the math. Every Republican, save for one, voted for this clean bill to keep the government open. Every Democrat, say 4-3, voted to shut it down. So that's why, because you need 60 votes. And what Harry Reid did with the nuclear option is, it's, as you said, all it takes for a president to get his judges through is a simple majority. All right? The other thing is, you say it's a win for our side. I think it's a win for America. Yes. It's actually a win for the people in these besieged cities, like Portland, like Chicago, like Los Angeles, like Memphis, Tennessee, wherever President Trump sends National Guard in to restore law and order. Who is winning? Well, first of all, the people in those cities. Number two, America is. Think of all the criminals that Donald Trump has got off the streets. You know, the left say all the time, you got to get the guns off the street. You know what? I think Donald Trump has gotten more guns, in particular illegal guns, off the street than any Democrat of any kind anywhere. I mean, he's taken thousands of criminals off the streets. He's taken thousands of illegal guns off the street. Now, why does somebody have an illegal gun? Well, they're going to do bad. They're going to do evil things with that gun. And we don't have a gun violence problem in America. We've got a criminal violence problem in America. We've got a mental health problem in America. And the way the courts are, the way the courts are, the way the lenient courts are. I heard there is a situation in Philadelphia, Sharon. A beautiful young woman, 23 years old, came up missing. And they found her buried in a shallow grave. Well, they found out who kidnapped and murdered this young girl. And this perpetrator, this man, was just recently released. Just recently released by the DA by a name of Larry Krasner, who is one of George Soros's DAs, the D district attorney in Philadelphia. If Larry Krasner didn't release this guy, this young lady would be living today. That's why it's important. That's why it's important for Donald Trump to stand up to George Soros all the Soros money and all the Soros's organizations. Stand up to the ACLU, stand up to Antifa, stand up to Black Lives Matter. This young lady would be alive. She was 23 years old, Sharon, 23. She had her entire life ahead of her. Really good person, from what I understand. She should be living today, save for Larry Krasner releasing a lifelong criminal back onto the streets. And by the way, this guy, Sharon, you know what he did when he got in front of Larry Krasner the first time? He tried to strangle and sexually assault another woman. Larry Krasner let this guy back out on the streets. And because of that, this young lady is dead today. That's why it's important. You talk about the nuclear option. You talk about a win for us. It's a win for America. It's a win for Americans. It's a win for the cities. Even if the people in the cities don't realize it, it's a win for them too. It's a good decision. Well, Sharon, let's get a break in. I know time flies when you and I get together, kiddo. But this is the Conservative Commandos. I'm Rick Trader, my co-host Sharon Angle, and don't go away. We'll be back right after this break.
I'm excited to announce that we're having our biggest three-in-one sale ever with a limited edition product, a back-in-stock special, and a closeout deal you won't find anywhere else. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get our MyPillow bed sheets, only $29.88. Any color, any style, any size, even kings, regular $119.98, only $29.88. Once they're gone for good. How about our My Towels? They're finally back in stock, but not for long. Get a six-piece My Towel set, regular $69.98, now only $39.98. And for the first time and the only time ever, get our limited edition premium My Pillows. They're made with Giza cotton and designer gusset. Queen $17.98, King's only $19.98. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get the best offers ever. Quantities are extremely limited, so order now.
To order, please call 800-797-7893 and please use the promotion code AUNTV. To order, please call 800-797-7893 and please use the promotion code AUNTV. To order, please call 800-797-7893 and please use the promotion code AUNTV. To order, please call 800-797-7893 and please use the promotion code AUNTV.
And welcome back. Welcome back to the Conservative Commandos with Sharon Angle and yours truly, Rick Trader. coming to you from the MyPillow studios, the My Store studios of the AUN TV network. You know, Sharon, I have never smoked pot in my life, but I've been around it. I was at the original Woodstock. I used to go one ski bus trips every weekend, and at that time they allowed people, I think it's ridiculous to smoke on these buses and to smoke pots on the buses. I hate the smell of it. I hate the smell of a cigarette smoke. If I'm sensitive to one thing, it is smells. And I can pick it up. I can pick it up. Even the faintest scent of it, I can pick it up, which brings me to a couple of things. Number one, Mary and I were out for a Sunday drive the other day, and we were on an interstate highway. And as we come off the interstate, I get hit by a whiff of this. Now, apparently, it was coming from the car that was ahead of us. Okay? The people, the driver, the passenger in the car, whoever it was smoking because we're coming off the interstate on a ramp. We were right behind them. The smoke was coming out of their car and into ours. And I, you know, we've heard so much lately, or we've heard over our lifetimes, we've heard the campaign about do not drink and drive, how dangerous it is. But now let me give you an example. In the state of Ohio, 41% of the automobile fatalities have marijuana in their system. It is a real danger, Sharon. People think, oh, they're making it legal so I can smoke pot the way I smoke a cigarette or whatever. I can smoke it everywhere, but it's becoming very, very hazardous and very, very dangerous, especially when you put somebody who's smoking marijuana in a car and heading down the interstate highway 65 miles an hour. This is really, really dangerous stuff, and I think these states need to re-examine these laws that they're passing permitting marijuana to be smoked anytime in any place.
Well, Maryland Police Department is making a step forward, I think. It's kind of an interesting thing. They put out on Facebook that they needed 12 to 14 volunteers to come in and smoke in what they're calling the green lab and allow officers to observe what happens when they smoke so that they get a better idea of how that looks. This green lab helps officers and participants better understand the effects and levels of impairment caused by cannabis, all in a safe, controlled setting. Well, they asked for these 12 to 14 volunteers, and they were just overwhelmed. Everybody wants to come in and smoke pot. So, So they have to bring their own cannabis. They're not providing the pot for them to smoke. They have to bring their own, but they're providing the transportation to and from that lab and lunch for them while they're there. So that's the perk. And the volunteers then are to help the officers figure out, these student officers figure out what they're seeing when they see this impairment. He said, we've received an overwhelming number of participant signups and are no longer accepting additional volunteers at this time. So that's where that's at. But it's interesting that the police now are wanting to get a handle on what this looks like. And I think we kind of know what it looks like. I'm not sure why we need to have a green lab, but maybe we do. Maybe this is just a first step that Maryland's taking in awareness that marijuana smokers are impaired. And like you say, they're causing accidents, and it's So common. I've had that same experience. I get over here just about a mile and a half to go up on the freeway, get behind somebody that's smoking, and it's coming right in my sunroof or right in my window if I have it down. And now I'm thinking, oh no, I'm going to get up on that freeway at high speeds with some guy
That's
that
right.
is that's impaired. That is driving under the influence, basically. We went over to San Francisco. I had to get my passport renewed. And I stepped out at the passport office, out of the car, onto the area just in front of the passport office. And it was overwhelming, Rick, the marijuana that was being smoked there. And we went down on the Fisherman's Wharf to wait for my passport to be printed. And again, overwhelming
You
that smell. You
can't
can't
even
get away
enjoy
from
being
it.
outside. No, you can't. I've had the same situation. Mary and I were over in Philadelphia a couple of weeks ago. Mary had to see a doctor over there. She's been having a knee problem, and you're walking down the street, and that's all you smell is the marijuana. And Sharon, smoking marijuana carries a lot of dangers, including mental health issues like anxiety, psychosis, physical health problems like lung and heart disease, cognitive impairment affecting coordination and memory. The risk during pregnancy and driving can also lead to cannabis use disorder or addiction. A range of side effects such as dizziness, confusion, gastrointestinal problems, and it goes on and on and on. Sharon, I don't want to be on the road with somebody who's drinking and driving. I don't want to be on a road with somebody who's smoking and driving. And as you say, and I mentioned this one situation the other day, that was just the latest. Seems like almost every time we go out anywhere in a car, we'll pass a car or a car will pass us. And we smell it. We smell it, Sharon. I'll tell you another really bad place is a Walmart parking lot. You walk through the Walmart parking lot, it's all over the place. Now, these people have driven to Walmart. They're driving home from Walmart, or in the car, or they have a passenger in with them that is smoking it. And the secondhand smoke can be just as dangerous as the firsthand smoke. And I know there are going to be people out there that are going to justify it and say you're being irrational and things like that. But if they want to smoke it, good, let them smoke it in their own homes where they're not on the road, where they're not affecting other drivers, where they're not making other people sick, where they're not killing other people. All right? I say they want to smoke it, but I not if they're an intelligent person. Seriously, not if they're an intelligent person.
Well, we used to joke when I was in college. We used to joke that you knew a pothead because they could spell wow backwards. And what that meant was that they had that one word, wow. Wow. That was just their word, and it was all you could get out of a pothead. They really had completely fried their brains with the stuff, and we all knew it, and we joked about it, because we knew those that were having difficulty with the stuff because they didn't make it to class. There was just all kinds of things going on when we were growing up, and as teenagers we knew it at college, and most of us said, not for me. But now there's this resurgence of it. And you pointed out that there are some real risks. And I thought this was interesting that the JAMA Cardiology study revealed That consuming marijuana regularly, whether smoking it or eating it. So some people say, well, I don't smoke it. You know, I take the candies or the jellies or, you know,
Put it
I
in a
just eat
brownie
it.
or whatever.
Yeah.
That used to be the
LSD
big joke, putting
chocolates,
it,
right?
eat brownies with it in it, you know?
Yeah. So resulted in reduced blood vessel function, which is a higher risk for heart attacks, hypertension, and other cardiovascular conditions. So this is not good. There's significant cardiovascular risks, according to the University of California, San Francisco. So even in the land where, you know, pot is, you know, just accepted, San Francisco, their universities are saying significant cardiovascular risks. So, in, you know, it's not just you're endangering others, you're endangering yourself. This is just an amazing problem that we have in this country. And I guess I'm that's off to Maryland Police Department for at least bringing it to our attention. You know, for saying one more time, we need to know if you're driving under the influence like this, we need to know.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Well, Sharon, let's get a break. And on the other side of this break, we will be playing some of the best of interviews here on the Conservative Commandos. I'm Rick Trader. My co-host is Sharon Engel. Don't go nowhere. We'll be back with those interviews right after this break.
I'm excited to announce that we're having our biggest 3-in-1 sale ever with a limited edition product, a back in stock special, and a closeout deal you won't find anywhere else. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get our MyPillow bed sheets, only $29.88. Any color, any style, any size, even kings, regular $119.98, only $29.88. Once they're gone for good. How about our My Towels? They're finally back in stock, but not for long. Get a six-piece My Towel set, regular $69.98, now only $39.98. And for the first time and the only time ever, get our limited edition premium My Pillows. They're made with Giza cotton and designer gusset. Queen $17.98, King's only $19.98. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get the best offers ever. Quantities are extremely limited, so order now.
To order, please call 800-797-7893 and please use the promotion code AUNTV. To order, please call 800-797-7893 and please use the promotion code AUNTV. To order, please call 800-797-7893 and please use the promotion code AUNTV. To order, please call 800-797-7893 and please use the promotion code AUNTV.
I'm excited to announce that we're having our biggest 3-in-1 sale ever with a limited edition product, a back in stock special, and a closeout deal you won't find anywhere else. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get our MyPillow bed sheets, only $29.88. Any color, any style, any size, even kings, regular $119.98, only $29.88. Once they're gone for good. How about our My Towels? They're finally back in stock, but not for long. Get a six-piece My Towel set, regular $69.98, now only $39.98. And for the first time and the only time ever, get our limited edition premium My Pillows. They're made with Giza cotton and designer gusset. Queen $17.98, King's only $19.98. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get the best offers ever. Quantities are extremely limited, so order now.
To order, please call 800-797-7893 and please use the promotion code AUNTV. To order, please call 800-797-7893 and please use the promotion code AUNTV. To order, please call 800-797-7893 and please use the promotion code AUNTV. To order, please call 800-797-7893 and please use the promotion code AUNTV.
And welcome back. Welcome back to the Conservative Commandos Radio Show with Sharon Engel and yours truly, Rick Trader, coming to you from the MyPillow Studios, the MyStore Studios of the AUN TV network. And Sharon, a great friend of the show, is with us, and please make that introduction.
Well, I'm pleased to introduce Hans von Spakovsky, who is an authority on a wide range of issues, including civil rights, civil justice, First Amendment, immigration, the rule of law, and government reform. As a senior legal fellow in the Heritage Foundation's Edwin Meese III Center for Legal and Judicial Studies, his analysis and commentary have appeared in the Wall Street Journal, the Washington Times Politico, Human Events, National Review Online, and Town Hall. Along with John Fund, he is the co-author of Who's Counting? How Fraudsters and Bureaucrats Put Your Vote at Risk, and Obama's Enforcer, Eric Holder's Justice Department. His newest book is Our Broken Elections, How the Left Changed the Way You Vote. Hans, welcome back to the Conservative Commandos Radio Show.
Well, you all are gluttons for punishment. You keep inviting me back.
It's not punishment, it's great news. And in fact, you've written another great article, The Swamp Can Scream, But Doge is on a Lawful Path to Success. Glad to hear that, Hans. Because every day is a new day over there at Doge. It seems like now they've got 8 more agencies. They're saying you don't need to be in existence, and you're saying you go for it. It's good. It's good.
Yeah, there's been almost 24 lawsuits filed against Doge, against Elon Musk, and almost all of them so far have been unsuccessful. The only success they've really had have been some orders from judges saying that while Doge and Elon Musk are looking at and investigating particular federal agencies, they're not entitled to get personalized information. Well, they're not looking for personalized information. They don't want the name of an individual social security number, for example. What they're asking for is things like, well, how many individuals are there who are getting social security benefits in total, but who are over, you know, 150 years old? I mean, that's the kind of questions they're asking, and there's no personal information there. So from the standpoint of Trump and Donald Trump and the president, they're really being successful in defeating these lawsuits that are trying to stop them from being able to do anything.
And that's good news for all of us. It seems like there's huge savings here if we can just get a handle on it. The exposure itself is shocking, but how do we get to the place where all of this money comes back into the general fund, or even to pay off the debt?
Well, so far from what we've been able to gather in our article when we were researching it, over $100 billion has already been saved by canceling contracts, canceling grants, and other payouts of the money. You know, the other big thing that Doge has been pushing, which again is such common sense, is that they discovered that the Treasury Department, and of course that's where all the money payouts go, no matter what agency it is, wasn't really keeping track of these payments. They were making payments without any notations on, what appropriation from Congress authorized this payment. You know, there wasn't anything like that, which is just would be standard accounting practices. And, you know, critics were criticizing even that. The idea that the government would actually closely monitor who it's actually paying money out to. Sharon, I think that's an indication of why we are seeing such protests from the liberal world, from so-called NGOs, is because they don't want the public to know that they are getting these kind of funds and how much they're getting and what they're doing with it.
It looks great when you say savings, but this sounds like it's almost something that was ill-gotten gain, fraudulent. Something kind of criminal went on with some of these things. I mean, obviously, the oldest person living is not 150 years old, so anybody getting Social Security checks that's over that age of even 120, there's something going on that's criminal there, isn't there? I mean, aren't we entitled as a citizenry to have this come back, even have these payments reimbursed if we can.
Well, look, that's true. But look, that kind of thing is stuff that they ought to have, and Elon Musk and others have spoken about this. Look, one of the advantages of AI, artificial intelligence, is why does the Social Security Administration not have automatic programs inside its databases that do things like if an individual is getting Social Security payments above a certain age, they check other databases to ensure that the person is still alive. You know, the Social Security Administration has what they call a master death index, right? This is supposed to contain death records from all over the country. And I wonder, well, how closely are they using that database to actually check Social Security payments? I mean, that's the kind of thing that DOGE is looking at, and anyone who opposes that, I mean, it's like they want taxpayer funds to be wasted.
So we're really not looking for criminals at this point. We're looking for why are we bleeding and why isn't something being done? And there is a mechanism already in place to do that.
Yeah, that's true. Look, the other big objection to DOGE and Elon Musk is we've had people saying, one of the judges, for example, speculated. Well, that Elon Musk ought to have to be confirmed by the Senate. Well, no, he doesn't. He's not an official government employee. He's simply someone who's giving advice and recommendations to the president. And the president can ask for advice and recommendations from anyone he wants to, including the three of us. If the president asked us to take a look at various federal agencies and give him his recommendations, he could do that. The actual directives of action that then are taken are being ordered by Donald Trump, the president. And he obviously has the authority to order particular agencies to take those actions, relying on the advice that Elon Musk and DOGE is giving him.
Okay, so there's 23 lawsuits out there. Is there one that says you can't fire government employees after they've worked so long and so hard? You just can't do it. You know, I'm hearing a lot of sympathy for these poor government employees that are working from home. We don't know if they've been doing work. We don't know how long they've been doing that work. You know, they just ask for a little accountability and the thing just kind of blew up. And now I'm hearing all this sympathy. Is there really a place for sympathy there? And if there is, what does that amount to? And do they have something going on to fight that?
Well, look, I may have sympathy individually for someone who had a federal job and lost it, but we have to look at the overall picture. And the overall picture is that the country is deeply in debt. We have a huge deficit, and the major reason for that is too much spending by the federal government. And that includes having too many federal employees. You know, when you have over 2 million federal employees, I think there's over 16 million federal contractors, those numbers are larger than the populations of many states. And the idea that somehow it's going to cause a huge problem in the United States if 50,000 federal employees lose their jobs, if 100,000 federal employees, that's a tiny percentage of the entire federal workforce. But it's a start on trying to bring government spending, particularly by the federal government, under control. And yeah, while that may hurt some individual employees, the country overall is going to be better off for it.
And they're really not asking them for their job. They're saying, come back to work. That's kind of what I was getting from it, that a lot of these people are just saying, come back to work. We want to see your face and we want to know what you did this week.
Right. Well, there haven't been any lawsuits about that. you know, there was a report out that 96% of government offices were empty because so many people were working remote. And no one has tried to sue saying there's something wrong with the president ordering people to come to work. Even making a claim like that, even that was apparently too embarrassing for the unions that represent these public employees. So they're just complaining about it. The lawsuits have been about the actual firings. And we just got, I think, a bad order from a judge saying that all the probationary employees who have been let go have to be rehired. I think that is a violation of the president's constitutional authority over the executive branch, and I have no doubt the Justice Department will appeal it, and hopefully that district court judge's opinion will be overturned.
Well, I hope so too. I guess I'm going now to the Department of Education. She seems to be really going through it and doing exactly what the president tasked her to do, but there's right. a lot of squealing out here about that. Has the union, the NEA, the AFT, have they filed a lawsuit saying, no, she can't do that because these teachers have tenure, or these employees that she's going after there in the Department of Education have some kind of right to be there?
Yeah, but see, that brings up the issue that is going to end up before the U.S. Supreme Court, which yeah. is that, you know, Congress has put in all kinds of protections for civil servants, all kinds of restrictions on the ability to fire people working for the federal government. The Trump administration is pushing back on that and saying that violates the Constitution. The president is the chief executive under the Constitution. Therefore, he has control of the executive branch. And any restrictions put in by Congress on his ability to hire and fire individuals is a violation of the Constitution. That is the theory that is going forward in many of these cases, and it's eventually going to get to the U.S. Supreme Court, and they're going to make a decision on this, which is one of the most important issues when it comes to controlling the size of the federal government.
I agree, and it seems like we have that in place with at-will employees, but when we're going down into the internal workings of a department, it seems like there's this pushback there,
yes.
not so fast.
No, so, that's very true, Sharon, and that's one of the problems in this city.
In this city. You know, Rick has this theory that they all shouldn't be working in that city. They should be working in cities closer to their constituency, possibly Nome, Alaska.
Well, I think all these departments should be moved very close to the Arctic Circle. And all these probationary employees that they have to hire back say, yeah, your job's here. Yes, but, and Sharon has heard this before, and she's going to throw something at me. But all these departments and agencies should be moved to Nome, Alaska. But that's just me.
Well, how about, actually, Greenland is further north. So if the president,
Greenland.
If the president
Panama.
Greenland, that might be the place.
Panama.
Yeah, well, Greenland has a lot of open spaces for people, doesn't it?
It does.
And so we're on that edge again. We need to go to a commercial break. We are coming to you from the Conservative Commandos Radio Network studios and around the world on the internet with TalkStream Live, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, NetTalk America, and AM FM 24/7. I'm Sharon Engel here with my co-host, Rick Trader, and we've been talking with our special guest, Hans von Spakovsky, who's an authority on a wide range of issues. He's also the senior legal fellow in the Heritage Foundation's Edwin Meese III Center for Legal and Judicial Studies, and we've been talking about the swamp. The swamp can scream, but DOGE is on a lawful path to success. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
I'm excited to announce that we're having our biggest 3-in-1 sale ever with a limited edition product, a back in stock special, and a closeout deal you won't find anywhere else. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get our MyPillow bed sheets, only $29.88. Any color, any style, any size, even kings. Regular $119.98, only $29.88. Once they're gone for good. How about our My Towels? They're finally back in stock, but not for long. Get a six-piece My Towel set, regular $69.98, now only $39.98. And for the first time and the only time ever, get our limited edition premium My Pillows. They're made with Giza cotton and designer gusset, queen $17.98, kings only $19.98. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get the best offers ever. Quantities are extremely limited, so order now.
To order, please call 800-797-7893 and please use the promotion code AUNTV. To order, please call 800-797-7893. 7893 and please use the promotion code AUNTV. To order, please call 800-797-7893 and please use the promotion code AUNTV. To order, please call 800-797-7893 and please use the promotion code AUNTV.
And welcome back. Welcome back to the Conservative Commandos Radio Show with Aaron Engel and yours truly, Rick Trader, coming to you from the MyPillow Studios, the MyStore Studios of the AUNTV network. Our guest this segment is Hans von Spakovsky. He's an authority on a wide range of issues, including civil rights, civil justice, the First Amendment, immigration, rule of law. And he's a senior fellow at the Heritage Foundation's Edwin Meese III Center for Legal and Judicial Studies. And we're discussing an article that Hans wrote with Seth Lucas. The swamp can scream, but Doge is on a lawful path to success. And that's great news for everybody. Hans, thank you for holding through that break. We really do appreciate your time. You know, Hans, the question that I think everybody should be asking, what has taken a president, a leader, so long to comprehend something like Doge? I know Bill Clinton talked about it. He really didn't do anything about it. Clinton didn't do anything about it. No, none of the Bushes did anything about it. What took so long?
Well, you just haven't had a president who was willing to confront the swamp, the huge bureaucracy that has built up, the huge numbers of so-called independent agencies, which have been acting as if they're not accountable to the president. I mean, prior presidents just weren't willing to take the steps that Trump has taken. And I, you know, I think part of this is, look, he didn't take major steps like this. He did take some baby steps in his first term, but that first term, he found out just how bad the resistance is inside the federal bureaucracy. The 4 years out of office, the 4 years in which that bureaucracy was doing everything it could to attack him, it not only taught him important lessons, but it gave him the fortitude and the energy and the willingness to go after that bureaucracy, which is a good thing for the American people.
This may surprise some of our listeners and viewers, especially those who know me as the head of the AUNTV network. I do watch other channels. And last night, I think it was, I was watching Fox, and they had a reporter go through HUD, Housing and Urban Development, with the new secretary of HUD. And he was showing how bare the place was. And out of 2,200 employees that work at HUD, there were 47 there that day. 47.
Right.
I mean, so when you talk about, you know, they talk about government shutdowns and non-essential employees, it seems to me you can make an argument that the entire Department of HUD can be eliminated because they don't show up. I don't know who even accounts for the work that they do. You know, apparently there's no one there. Nobody. Supervisors, nobody. So who's to know what work there's doing? Shut the whole department down. I mean, isn't this a great argument for what Donald Trump and Elon Musk is saying, that we got to get rid of some of these departments?
Oh no, I agree. And I mean, to take another one, as you know, they're really working on doing that with the Department of Education. And for anyone who says, oh my gosh, education will suffer, well, there was no Department of Education until the Jimmy Carter administration. And even today, there is not a single K through 12 school, and there's not a single college anywhere in the nation that is run by the federal government. All you have is now a federal agency trying to regulate all those schools, all those colleges, putting in all kinds of layers of red tape, when what ought to happen very simply is that the federal funds that Congress appropriates, rather than a huge percentage of it being wasted at the Department of Education, it ought to just be block granted to the states so that state governments and local boards of education can decide how best to use that federal funding for the education of their children. Why put in this middleman in between?
I No idea. Hans, I wish that Joe Biden would come back to Washington and give a little advice to all these RIFT government employees, the same advice that he gave to the oil workers, and that was learn code. Learn code. But seriously, why can't the same thing be done, Doge's aims, through attrition? How long would it take through attrition to achieve a lot of the goals and aims that Doge is going after?
It would take a long time. I mean, people hang on to these federal jobs for the reason that, look, I don't doubt there are some federal employees who work hard and do a lot of work. But there are many federal jobs that they're very easy, they don't have a lot of duties, and yet the benefits are tremendous. You know, the average federal employee makes more in money, salary, and benefits than the average American in private industry. So people hang on to these jobs, and they're not going to retire because, again, federal retirement, federal pensions are also extremely rich. So attrition, yeah, it does happen. People retire and leave, but that would be way too slow to make the kind of significant changes that we need to make.
You know, Hans, you've been down in the swamp for quite a while, working at the Heritage Foundation, working at the Justice Department. But have you ever seen the courts so busy? It seems like there's lawsuits flying everywhere to stop the flights, to turn the flights around, to release these terrorists, as Donald Trump called, to rehire people, to pay out money. Have you ever seen lawsuits fly like this?
No. I mean, there have been more injunctions issued by these federal judges in just 2.5 months than I think during the entire 4 years of the Biden administration. And almost all of these orders should not have been issued. Nationwide injunctions by federal district court judges. People need to realize there are over 90 federal districts in the country. So federal judges in one of those districts, their jurisdiction is very limited. You know, you get a judge in Manhattan, a federal judge in Manhattan, and he's issuing orders to the federal government down in Washington, D.C. And the nationwide injunctions, the Supreme Court has set out very strict rules on those. They are only deserved under very limited and restricted circumstances, and yet these judges are just willy-nilly granting them. So you have a lot of out-of-control judges. In fact, the same way we have a problem with a bureaucratic swamp in the executive branch, we now have a problem with an imperial judiciary and judges who think they have more power than the elected president of the United States and can overrule the elected president of the United States.
It's incredible. You know what's always frustrated me about Republicans, Hans, is they're not more litigious. They're not more like the Democrats. Like, where were all the lawsuits to stop Joe Biden from opening our borders? Where were all the lawsuits stopping governments from spending and wasting money? But it seems like when we finally get somebody who's trying to clean up the swamp, who's trying to cut federal spending, who's trying to secure our borders and make our cities stay safe, there's a real problem now. And all the Democrat Party can do is fund lawyers to go judge shopping. I mean, seriously, Hans, what seemingly is good for the goose should be good for the gander, and the lack of Republican lawsuits, that drives me crazy too.
Well, the one thing I would say about that, Rick, is that actually we had a lot of very good conservative attorney generals, state attorney generals in red states during the Biden administration who were suing over this. I mean, the best example was, remember, we had a number of states suing the president over the fact that he came out and said, oh, I'm forgiving all student loans, you don't have to pay them back. And that went all the way to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court actually said, Joe Biden, you don't have the power to do that. Of course, you remember what the reaction was of Joe Biden. He, in essence, said, well, I'm not going to abide by that Supreme Court decision. I don't recall liberals saying that that was causing a constitutional crisis. Do you?
No. Nor when Barack Obama refused to defend the right of marriage. You know, that didn't go anywhere either. Hans, when are these suits going to be settled? When is the Supreme Court going to step in? Or do you expect the Supreme Court to step in?
Yeah, I think a lot of these cases, look, many of these cases, while they're on different issues, all have the same legal issue, which is how far does the power of the president extend over the executive branch? So, yeah, I think that issue is going to get to the U.S. Supreme Court. When is that going to happen? It may be months before that happens, but the thing is, the Justice Department under Pam Bondi is fiercely fighting and defending these cases, and they are appealing these decisions by these federal district court judges. And once they get decisions from courts of appeal, if it's adverse, they will go to the U.S. Supreme Court. So I suspect some of these decisions, I mean, we're already in March. The Supreme Court's term ends in June. I guess it's possible that one case could move fast enough through the process to get to the court before then. But I suspect many of them, it'll be this fall before we get final decisions.
Oh, my gosh. You know, Hans, we see these lawsuits trying to stop Donald Trump from locking up and sending out these criminals, these violent criminals, these murderers and rapists. I expect that it's going to get worse, especially if Donald Trump tries to deport anybody who came here illegally, but is not a felon. Do you see where I'm going? That right. When that starts to happen, what we've seen up to now is probably nothing compared to the lawsuits that will take place then.
That is true. I think we'll see even more lawsuits on the illegal alien issue. But I have to tell you, when it comes to that, the law is on Trump's side. I mean, the law gives, immigration law gives the president enormous power. And so even if we get district court judges issuing injunctions and saying you can't do that, again, I think when it gets to the Supreme Court, they have in the past been very much on the side of the president when he's exercising his powers under federal immigration law.
Well, Hans, I hear you, but two names concern me, John Roberts and Amy Coney Barrett. We never know what they're going to do, if they're going to follow the Constitution or follow their heart. I don't know. I'm very concerned. Hans, we want to thank you for joining us here in the Conservative Commandos. But before you go, give us the 411, how people can read the articles that you write, how they can get your books, how they can find out more about the Heritage Foundation.
Sure. Well, they can read my articles at heritage.org or often at the Daily Signal, which is the electronic newspaper. And my books are all available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Hans, again, thank you so much for joining us. Take care and God bless.
Thanks for having me.
And you're listening to and watching the Conservative Commandos with Sharon Angle. I'm Rick Trader. Mark Lamb from the College Fix is going to join us. We're going to find out what's the latest happenings on the college campuses across America. Go nowhere. We'll be right back.
I'm excited to announce that we're having our biggest 3-in-1 sale ever with a limited edition product, a back-in-stock special, and a closeout deal you won't find anywhere else. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get our MyPillow bed sheets, only $29.88. Any color, any style, any size, even kings, regular $119.98, only $29.88. Once they're gone for good. How about our My Towels? They're finally back in stock, but not for long. Get a six-piece My Towel set, regular $69.98, now only $39.98. And for the first time and the only time ever, get our limited edition premium My Pillows. They're made with Giza cotton and designer gusset. Queen $17.98, King's only $19.98. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get the best offers ever. Quantities are extremely limited, so order now.
To order, please call 800-797-7893 and please use the promotion code AUNTV. To order, please call 800-797-7893 and please use the promotion code AUNTV. To order, please call 800-797-7893 and please use the promotion code AUNTV. To order, please call 800-797-7893 and please use the promotion code AUNTV.
And welcome back. Welcome back to the Conservative Commandos with Sharon Angle, and I'm Rick Trader, coming to you from the MyPillow studios, the MyStore studios of our own AUNTV network. And Sharon, there's always so much in the news going on the college campuses, at the universities. I'm so glad that we've connected with our next guest that can give us the straight scoop. So Sharon, please make that introduction.
Well, I'm pleased to introduce Matt Lamb, who's the associate editor for the College Fix. He also writes for LifeSite News, AMAC Newsline, and Human Life Review. He's written for the Washington Examiner and Headline USA, and he previously worked for Students for Life of America, Students for Life Action, and Turning Point USA, along with Open the Books. The College Fix regularly trains students and helps them find jobs in media with alumni at Fox News, The Daily Wire, Washington Examiner, National Review, and a host of other publications. Matt, welcome back to the Conservative Commandos radio show.
Yeah, thanks for having me back on.
Well, it's always our pleasure to have you here, and it's especially a pleasure for me because I love hearing about these college campuses getting excited about freedom again. You know, just the things that are happening there say it's not the same old anymore. Let's start out with some of the stories that your reporters on these campuses have been bringing to us. Fire professors who oppose gender-affirming care, Harvard faculty chair says. Talk about that.
Absolutely. So Professor Timothy McCarthy, which I can't get over how his last name is actually McCarthy, he wants people fired that don't agree with him. But he said that people who oppose what is called gender-affirming care, which means transgender drugs and surgeries that make someone look like the opposite sex, he said they should be fired and lose their academic titles, and that there's a particular place in hell for people who support this. So the background is, there are several professors at New York University who are involved with groups that take a more psychological counseling approach to gender dysphoria, which for a long time was the approach. Much like, you know, I think great analogy is much like anorexia and bulimia, we don't tell those people, no, you actually are overweight. You actually, you know, are eating too much. We try to get to those core issues, anxiety, depression, perhaps abuse. So these professors they teach social work and counseling, and they're involved in counseling and social work to help people with these mental illnesses. And Professor McCarthy was interviewed, and he basically says they should be gone. If you're involved with groups that don't, you know, support, I guess, cutting off healthy organs, injecting kids with hormones, taking girls and injecting them with hormones so they grow facial hair at 16, then you should be fired. And unfortunately, this is sort of actually a common mindset at Harvard. The College Fix has covered, among not just the faculty, but also the students, efforts to cancel people. There are actually so few declared conservatives at Harvard that the student newspaper had to go get Harvey Mansfield, who's 92 years old, and bring him back out of retirement to have a conservative writer student newspaper. Now, look, I liked his, I read his translation of The Prince when I was at Loyola, but it's pretty sad, you know, the bench is pretty empty for outspoken conservatives, that they have to find someone who is in his 90s and retired to have someone who's willing to share his views at Harvard. And this should be no surprise. Just to give a few examples, several years ago, as the College Fix covered, Harvard canceled a course on innovative policing that was helping Springfield, Massachusetts. This was led by a professor who was an engineer, he was an Army, I believe he was a colonel. He had a commendation, I think he won the Bronze Star. And they were working with this Springfield to clean it up and to use these techniques to bring the community together to work with law enforcement so everyone could live safely and businesses could thrive. And basically far left activists got the course canceled. I believe the dean who oversaw that cancellation, I think he's now at University of Pennsylvania, I'm not actually not positive, but You know, this happens. There was a law professor who faced cancellation because he wrote a paper questioning forced prostitution during World War II in Japan. The Harvard Student Newspaper, there was a survey that found, I think it's only like 1% of the professors there are conservative. And the student newspaper said that's not a problem because maybe among the 82% liberal faculty, there's a diversity of views. The Institute of Politics dumped Representative Elise Stefanik for raising objections to the integrity of the 2020 election. I could go on for hours with just examples of Harvard's echo chamber, but it's no surprise this person, who's a faculty chair, this isn't some random adjunct or the janitor, this is a faculty chair who has a position of authority, and is just one of countless examples of professors who oppose academic freedom. And that's why the great William F. Buckley said that academic freedom is a myth, because professors actually don't support academic freedom. It's something they cry when they say something crazy on Twitter, but in reality, most professors, I don't believe, actually support free and open debate.
Well, I have a good friend who's a Harvard alum, and his son is going to Auburn, even though he has a legacy to Harvard. He said, I can't send my son there, and I can't donate to their alumni group anymore. I wonder how that is settling in. Along with, I wonder how the Trump executive order that says no more federal funding for you if you don't back off of these DEI policies. So how was that going to affect that faculty chair? He's going to have an issue, isn't he?
Well, you know, it won't necessarily affect him unless he's involved in those programs. I do think that one of the benefits of President Trump's orders on DEI is that it will help universities have a cover for cutting some of the more woke programming. So it may not particularly affect this professor, but I do think it could help change the atmosphere if these universities actually do roll back DEI and things like white privilege training. And at a minimum, I think President Trump has brought this issue to the forefront about how a lot of these programs, they're useless and they teach a lot of bad ideas. So that could be a positive benefit from Trump's orders.
And I think that it's really important to the university and college system in America that he did make that he did raise that, because almost all of your articles have something to do DEI. This next one, black employee reports black peer for saying tone it down. You know, that's a freedom of speech issue right there, but it's this idea that everybody has a right to say something until you say something I don't agree with.
Yeah, and this is actually a great example of why transparency in government is needed, because what we did is we filed a public records request, colloquially called a FOIA, right, for these biased reporting complaints for the University of Maryland. And originally the school told us, they just gave us a very brief summary, employee reported employee for racist comment. But then I said, well, you have to actually give me more details. And it turns out it was a black employee reporting another black employee for saying, tone it down. And this sort of reporting on one another and snitching on one another happens on a lot of college campuses. Unfortunately, the Supreme Court recently declined to take up a challenge to these bias response teams. This was brought against Indiana University's bias response team, which, funny enough, the president, Pamela Whitten, has actually been reported twice to her own bias team. Once for not sufficiently acknowledging Hispanic Heritage Month, and then another time for using police to clear this pro-Palestinian encampment. Now, it's not clear if this happens at the University of Maryland, but we do know, for example, that sometimes, for example, at Indiana University, students can be reported to these systems. It's placed on their record, and they have they're not told what the charges are, and they have no way to defend themselves. So this student, all that was in his file was it said something like, student made an offensive comment in class. When was the class? He wasn't told. Who accused him? What was the comment? He wasn't told. But it seems that he actually lost out on a campus job because of this anonymous complaint that he had it's like the classic, when did you stop beating your wife? He had no way to defend himself. You know, it's just, did you make a biased complaint? And so this continues to be an issue. But what's funny, to tie together our last story and your question about DEI, is that these are put together by universities. Many of these faculty support DEI, but then a lot of times they're reported. There was a pro-DEI professor at the University of Minnesota who bragged about how the philosophy department wasn't just hiring white males. And then she was reported to the bias team for a comment she wrote in a Washington Post essay where she used the phrase pinata of shame. And the idea was that her dad had made a New Year's resolution to learn Spanish. And I guess the idea was it was something he was always swinging at and was missing. And it was his pinata of shame. And then he just gave up on it. He moved on to other goals. So these pro-DEI professors support these woke initiatives, and then they end up getting reported to them. So there is a bit of poetic justice in it.
Well, it sounds like they may also get lawsuits. So there's a student suing Colorado University at Boulder after an investigation for identity politics criticism. What's that one about?
Yeah, so Zoe Johnson is involved in Young Americans for Freedom, which is a great conservative student group. But sort of separate from that, but they're helping her. She was investigated by the school's Office of Institutional Equity and Compliance, which is just its DEI office, for several comments. And one comment was they were in choir class, which I don't know why they're doing this anyways, they were learning about LGBT history. And she said, I thought we just did this back in June. Because what your listeners may or may not know is there's a LGBT Pride Month, and then there's also an LGBT History Month. She had also made a comment several years prior, basically saying that she doesn't like the idea of white privilege because she thinks we should just treat people based on who they are, right? Not on their class characteristics. And then she also was hauled into the DEI office because someone was wearing a do-rag and she just didn't know like what it was. And she just asked someone, what is that? Not in any rude way, just sort of like out of curiosity. So ultimately she was let off without a punishment. But she's suing because she's saying, like, I could be punished in the future. My friends can be punished in the future just for challenge, you know, just for saying I don't agree with white privilege. And that's completely her free speech right, especially just in a private conversation to say, this was a quote, I don't care about your identity. I care more about what you have to say as a person more than how you look, which I think is a great standard for treating people. Like, what are your views? How do you act? Not how do you look? I think that's actually a great way to treat people. It's actually the least racist, least sexist way to treat one another.
That's exactly right. And we're going to treat our Conservative Commandos radio show sponsor with that same, we love his character qualities. So we're going to go and give him an opportunity to express himself here on our show. We are coming to you from the Conservative Commandos Network studios around the world on the internet with TalkStream Live, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, NetTalk America, and AM FM 24/7. I'm Sharon Engel, and I'm here with my co-host, Rick Trader. We've been talking with our special guest, Matt Lamb, who's the associate editor for the College Fix. He's been talking to us about several articles that students write about college life and what's going on there. You won't want to miss the next segment.
I'm excited to announce that we're having our biggest 3-in-1 sale ever with a limited edition product, a back in stock special, and a closeout deal you won't find anywhere else. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get our MyPillow bed sheets, only $29.88. Any color, any style, any size, even kings, regular $119.98, only $29.88. Once they're gone for good. How about our My Towels? They're finally back in stock, but not for long. Get a six-piece My Towel set, regular $69.98, now only $39.98. And for the first time and the only time ever, get our limited edition premium My Pillows. They're made with Giza cotton and designer gusset. Queen $17.98, King's only $19.98. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get the best offers ever. Quantities are extremely limited, so order now.
To order, please call 800-797-7893 and please use the promotion code AUNTV. To order, please call 800-797-7893 and please use the promotion code AUNTV. To order, please call 800-797-7893 and please use the promotion code AUNTV. To order, please call 800-797-7893. 7893 and please use the promotion code AUNTV.
And welcome back. Welcome back to the Conservative Commandos Radio Show with Sharon Engel and yours truly, Rick Trader, coming to you from the MyPillow Studios, the MyStore Studios of the AUNTV Network. So what's coming up on the AUNTV Network tonight? Well, how about the Stone Zone with Roger Stone, where Dinesh D'Souza's podcast, The Joe Messina Show, More Money with Stephen Moore, James O'Keefe Media, Washington Watch with Tony Perkins, Colonel Alan West, Steadfast and Loyal. Hey, all those great shows are part of the AUNTV Network. So as they say, don't change that channel. And I want to thank our guest for sticking with us, and he is Matt Lamb. He's the associate editor for the College Fix, and we're discussing some of the articles and issues that the College Fix highlights. And hey, Matt, thank you for holding through that break. We appreciate your time. I know in the start of the interview today, Sharon went through some of the things that you've written for quite a few different publications. But I wanted you to, if you could, take a minute or two and tell our audience a little bit more about the College Fix and your aims and goals and things like that.
Absolutely. So the College Fix has two goals that go together. So our main goal is to train the next generation of center-right, conservative, libertarian journalists. And so we've placed a lot of students, alumni have gotten hired at Reason Magazine, National Review, Daily Wire, Fox News, Washington Examiner. I know Sharon's read, we read those, some of those names at the beginning. And then the other part of it that is related is we train students to write about higher education news. So all the basics of good journalism that I think unfortunately are lost a lot today. So asking questions, trying to advance a story, filing public records requests, looking up courses, seeking commentary, editing. And so that's a lot of what I do every day is I work with about 25 to 30 students at any one time. We have three other full-time editors that are also working with students. So we work with probably 125 or more students a
wow.
year. We also offer, so what's really nice is we pay students to write for us. And we also offer for some of our best students or just other college students, even if they don't write for us, paid fellowships. So those are basically full-time internships for 3 months or so, basically lining up with a semester at a lot of those places we mentioned, generally places in DC, but sometimes locally. So the main goal of the College Fix is to train the next generation. So our slogan, I should say, is breaking campus news, launching media careers. One kind of cool initiative that I think I mentioned last time is our Restore the Media video series. And if you go to the College Fix YouTube channel, or actually we're on Rumble as well, every week we post new episodes. So we have 5 up so far, and then we'll have more content later throughout the next couple months. And this is with some big names, Tucker Carlson, John Stossel, Britt Hume, Mary Margaret Olhan, Charlie Gasparino, many others. And it's basically going through, is journalism a good career? Why are so many journalists liberal? And our really goal is to find new student journalists, but also just bring attention to these issues. And so you can find that if you go to YouTube, Rumble, or if you go to thecollegefix.com, in the top right-hand corner, you can see it, you can subscribe, you can watch the recent episodes. And so, yeah, that's what we do every day. We put out something like 150 articles a month, and we have a relatively
wow.
small team. So some of that's our original reporting. Other reporting is reading other news sites, finding trends, finding stories, using different sources, press releases, student newspapers to cover everything in higher education. So I know we talk about a lot on this show, but anything to do with DEI, Israel, Hamas, relating to campus, students for justice mm-hmm. in Palestine, free speech, pro-life issues, climate change, university spending, feminism, wacky courses, trends in higher education. And we really try to serve essentially as the wire service for other news sites. So, I like to think that I just want these stories out there. So if we cover a story and then a big platform picks it up and it gets more coverage, that's great. For me, it's more about just the cause of getting the stories out there than necessarily the personal fame for myself or one of our other editors.
You know, Matt, with all your success, a place in your alumni like, you know, Fox News, Daily Wire, Washington Examiner, National Review, how come there's nothing there like Politico, Reason, The Atlantic, CNN, MSNBC? Have you ever gotten any of your students placed in the liberal outlets?
Yeah, so we have alumni. If you go to the College Fix website, there's an alumni section. And so we have had students at Politico. Actually, one of my former students, Dace, is now a regular columnist for USA Today. And so that's great. We also have students at alumni that are at think tanks, publishing firms, I say like mainstream news, but I know, like, for example, like someone who writes for like a St. Louis business, I think it's called the St. Louis Business Journal, Yahoo News. We also have, obviously this is conservative, but center right, but we have an editorial board member of the Wall Street Journal, and we continue to place people. It wouldn't be uncommon for someone to do an internship with us one summer as, let's say, going to their senior year, and then the next year they get hired back full time. One of my most highest profile, I think, alumni would be Charlotte Waldron, who now is the director of digital media for Vice President J.D. Vance. So we like our students to go into journalism, but I'm not going to complain if we've got some people working in media relations for the vice president.
Not too shabby. Absolutely not too shabby. Well, let's get back to some of these stories that are being highlighted on the College Fix. And this one, I'm glad Jared didn't talk about it because I wanted to, because this sounds dangerous to me, medical malpractice. The University of Washington Health Center offers abortion pills without ultrasound. Now, Matt, I'm not a doctor. I don't even play one on TV. But to me, I think that would be dangerous if a woman is pregnant and started taking abortion pills, that if this child is more developed, I mean, that obviously can kill the child, but it can also put her in medical danger too. So give us a skinny on this story.
Absolutely. So abortion drugs can never really be safe because they're intending to kill a preborn baby. Right. But what's even more dangerous is that at the University of Washington, you no longer have to get an ultrasound, you do not have to get an ultrasound at the University of Washington to get abortion drugs. And as you mentioned, you are supposed to get an ultrasound before taking the abortion drugs, to one, because you can't take it if the baby is older than 10 weeks, and if the pregnancy is ectopic, it can be very dangerous. And now let's think about this. So these are college students. So it's not a married couple where they're probably tracking fertility and ovulation and they have a good sense of their cycles. These are college students. So they don't probably have a very good sense of when they got pregnant. I mean, don't know the details, but they may not have the knowledge. Regardless, these drugs can be dangerous for the woman. And so they're going into a health center, which I don't know, might be staffed by a nurse practitioner. They're probably not an OBGYN at the health center. And so there are going to be a lot of problems with this. There's no counseling required in terms of like a lot of informed consent. And that's really dangerous as well, because, so let's just think this through. So a college student takes the drugs, doesn't tell anyone. She goes home to her dorm room or apartment, and essentially it's like waiting out a miscarriage. So you have to wait. You might not have good sense of what an abnormal amount of blood is. So you're bleeding out, your roommates don't know what's going on. And then you pass out on your dorm room floor or your apartment floor. No one's there to call 911. Like, there's all these problems that can happen. But of course, for these universities, they want to be the most pro-abortion possible. And so for them, what's a dead student, right? What's someone laying on their floor? Because they want to support abortion, right? Because they don't want to be protested by the pro-abortion activists. And so this is a serious issue. You know, this is why various groups told us this is essentially medical malpractice. And look, you said you're not a doctor. I'm not an attorney. But if I was a personal injury attorney in Washington, the university is practically begging to be sued when a student takes these drugs from a university employee, goes back to her university dorm, the resident advisors are not trained on how to handle these emergencies, and she dies or has a serious injury, blood clotting, bleeds out on the floor, and is left seriously injured, if not dead. So I think the university is begging to be sued here.
I think, or worse, Matt, you know, because some, as you say, somebody may die here. And I think then it's, you're bringing the law into it. You know, something like that would need to be investigated. And I would think if they found out that these drugs are prescription, right? These abortion drugs, they're prescription. I would think they,
in a loose sense of the word, they're essentially over the counter, but yes, I mean, you have to get a prescription for it, but it's pretty easy to get it.
Right. I think whoever wrote the prescription, just like Michael Jackson's doctor, you know, Michael Jackson took a drug, gave it to Michael. It's a drug. Heck, I've had that drug administered to me, but I've had it administered properly. Well, this drug was given to Michael improperly. Michael died, and that doctor faced charges. I think the same thing that can happen. Same thing can happen here. These people that are giving these drugs away to these kids, these abortion drugs, they're something bad is going to happen, and then something bad is going to happen to them. They're going to end up in prison.
In a just world, yeah, absolutely.
In a just world. Well, let's just, we're running a little short on time, but if you've got time for one more article, I'd really like to talk about this. University of Maryland canceled an Israeli doctor's event. Some debate might occur. Well, talk with me about this. Give us the scoop. Give us the information on this story.
So in January, Dr. Ilan Glassberg was supposed to speak to the University of Maryland School of Medicine. Apparently, he's spoken there before. So he's actually a surgeon. He has combat experience, but he's an officer in the Israeli Defense Forces, which, of course, that's not good. You can't be involved with the IEDF today on college campuses. And so the Council on Islamic Relations took credit for getting the event canceled. They said their members sent 6,000 emails in opposition. The College Picks filed a public records request that didn't include those 6,000 emails. It actually included the emails from the university leadership. Mm-hmm. And the university said there were safety concerns, but it's fairly vague. And the university never actually said what those concerns were. There were several emails from university leadership, some saying there might be debate, some saying there might be disruption. You can go read this at the College Fix. It's a fairly long article with a lot of the emails we obtained. But this is essentially what happens on college campuses. And you guys probably know this, but this is called the heckler's veto, where you essentially cause a threat of safety, which I don't know if CARE really wants to be bragging that people are scared of them. You think they'd be more concerned about their image.
Right.
Essentially, you cause the idea there might be a disruption. Someone's going to yell. And instead of the university saying, well, we'll add a few more security guards, we're going to warn everyone, if you start yelling, you're out of here, you're trespassing, they decided to cancel it. Now, they said, well, we're going to reschedule it. Well, we've been working with him. And I'll take the word they are, that they are doing that. But he's a professor in Israel, so he's not always in the United States. And what the College Fix found out from these public records requests is there was a lot of pushback, as there should have been, from the local Jewish community, the Israeli ambassador. So when all these universities are talking about, well, norms and Trump's going to make us look bad, the Israeli ambassador to the United States wrote a letter to the University of Maryland, which we obtained. It might already be out there. I'm not sure. Essentially criticizing them. It doesn't look good. He was basically canceled because he was a doctor with the Israeli Defense Forces, and some people complained. And so this, incredible. You know, this is the heckler's veto, and it's only going to encourage them to do it again. You tell left-wing activists, send enough emails or threaten enough disruptions when you don't like a speaker, the next time they don't like a speaker, they know, you know, they're like kids throwing a tantrum. If the kid knows if I throw a tantrum loud enough, I'm going to get what I want, he's going to keep throwing the tantrum.
Well, you know, Matt, I know that you work for Turning Point, you know, Charlie Kirk, and, you know, Charlie has had several events canceled because of what has college students been protesting, demonstrating, and I was hoping that this was finally going to go away. I guess it isn't. But Matt Lamb, Associate Editor for the College Fix. Matt, we want to thank you for coming on the Conservative Commandos. Please tell our audience how they could find out more about the College Fix.
Best way is thecollegefix.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. You can follow us on Twitter and Facebook. And like I said, definitely check out that Rumble or YouTube. for the video series that we have out, as well as other videos. And if you know any college students that might want to give journalism a try, make a little extra money, just have them reach out on our website on the Contact Us page. They could just fill out a form or send an email to one of the editors, and we'd be happy to get back to them.
Matt, as always, we really appreciate you joining us. Take care and God bless.
Thanks, Rick. Thanks, Sharon.
And you are listening to and watching The Conservative Commandos with Sharon Engel, and I'm Rick Trader. Don't go away, Sharon, and I'll be back with more news and commentary right after this break.
I'm excited to announce that we're having our biggest 3-in-1 sale ever. With a limited edition product, a back-in-stock special, and a closeout deal you won't find anywhere else. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get our MyPillow bed sheets, only $29.88. Any color, any style, any size, even kings. Regular $119.98, only $29.88. Once they're gone for good. How about our My Towels? They're finally back in stock, but not for long. Get a six-piece My Towel set, regular $69.98, now only $39.98. And for the first time and the only time ever, get our limited edition premium My Pillows. They're made with Giza cotton and designer gusset. Queen $17.98, Kings only $19.98. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get the best offers ever. Quantities are extremely limited, so order now.
To order, please call 800-797-7893 and please use the promotion code AUNTV. To order, please call 800-797-7893 and please use the promotion code AUNTV. To order, please call 800-797-7893 and please use the promotion code AUNTV. To order, please call 800-797-7893 and please use the promotion code AUNTV.
And welcome back. Welcome back to the Conservative Commandos radio show with Sharon Engel and yours truly, Rick Trader, coming to you from the MyPillow studios, the MyStore studios of the AUNTV network. Hey, Sharon, we had a couple of great guests today. Would you thank them for us?
We certainly do. I want to thank Hans von Spakovsky, who is an authority on a wide range of issues and a senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation's Edmund Meese III Center for Legal and Judicial Studies. He's also the author of a new book, Our Broken Elections, How the Left Changed the Way You Vote. And we discussed his article, The Swamp Can Scream, But Doge is on the Lawful Path to Success. I'd also like to thank Matt Lamb, who is our guest. He's the associate editor for the College Fix, and he helps intern media students to get regularly trained, and they write some incredible articles, and we discuss quite a few of those with him. So thank you, Matt, for bringing all that talent.
But for now, we're out of time. That means that we got to run and we got to go. Take care. God bless. And we'll see you tomorrow. That's going to be on TV and on radio.
I'm excited to announce that we're having our biggest 3-in-1 sale ever. With a limited edition product, a back-in-stock special, and a closeout deal you won't find anywhere else. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get our MyPillow bed sheets, only $29.88. Any color, any style, any size, even kings. Regular $119.98, only $29.88. Once they're gone for good. How about our My Towels? They're finally back in stock, but not for long. Get a six-piece My Towel set, regular $69.98, now only $39.98. And for the first time and the only time ever, get our limited edition premium My Pillows. They're made with Giza cotton and designer gusset. Queen $17.98, Kings only $19.98. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get the best offers ever. Quantities are extremely limited, so order now.
To order, please call 800 797 7893 and please use the promotion code AUNTV. To order, please call 800-797-7893 and please use the promotion code AUNTV. To order, please call 800-797-7893 and please use the promotion code AUNTV. To order, please call 800-797-7893 and please use the promotion code AUNTV.
It's made a world of difference in my life. I can smile. I can eat everything.
It's amazing.
It's amazing.
New teeth now. Full mouth restoration done in one day with one fixed price.
I went there with no teeth and now I got teeth. It's like, how does that happen? I am ecstatic that I called New Teeth Now. I'm glad I didn't call anybody else.
Start smiling today. Take advantage of our biggest deals of the year with guaranteed financing. Visit newteethnow.com for your free consultation.